Okay. This is a public hearing before the Washington State Department of Licensing and is being held to elicit public testimony, both oral and written, with regard to proposed rules regarding record accessibility and complaint notification. This hearing is being held in room 2209 of 405 Black Lake, Olympia, Washington. It's 205 on the 28th of January, 2016. A public notice for this hearing was given by notice number WSR 1601-99, filed with the Code Revisor's Office on December 16th, 2015. Copies of the proposed rules are available at the end of the desk. This rule is proposed pursuant to the provisions of Chapter RCW 1885-041. My name is Jerry McDonald, and my title is Administrator. The Director of Licensing has designated me to preside over this hearing. Representatives of the Department of Licensing present here today are Dolly Casitas. The procedure today will be as follows. The Department is required to make a record of this hearing by stenographic, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we are making an audio digital recording of this hearing. Anyone wishing to testify should sign in on a sheet located at the end of the table. You'll be called to testify in order in which you've signed in. To assist in preparing for the record of this public hearings, individuals testifying today should state their name, who they represent, and if they are testifying on behalf of others, and whether they support or oppose the proposed rules. Bob Mitchell was in earlier today and gave oral comment, which will be part of the record. The Department of Licensing has not received any comments on these rules. There is no one present to give any oral testimony at this point. And so at this point, I will be concluding and adjourning this hearing. Thank you. At this time, I'm going to allow oral testimony of Bob Mitchell for the accuracy and accessibility of records, 308-124C-110 and 124C-115. The time is approximately 1:15, so that he can move on his way. The hearing's not until 2 o'clock. And so anyway, Bob, would you like to address the hearing?
Thank you, Jerry. Bob Mitchell on behalf of Washington Realtors here this afternoon in enthusiastic support of WAC 308-124C-110 as well as 308-124C-115. Certainly in terms of the proposed changes to accuracy and accessibility of records, we are strongly in support of both changes to the administrative rule. Given the number of transactions that are now being completed using electronic documents, we believe that providing for acceptable and alternative use of allowing for remote devices that provide retrieval of the documents is certainly an accommodation to the industry, and we appreciate that. Obviously, the industry knows that in the event of requesting those documents to be put in paper format or to be provided to auditors and investigators on request, that they'll have to continue to do that. And in addition to that, we appreciate the fact that you're also providing some clarity on the kinds of documents that do, in fact, need to be provided if in fact they're being held in some type of electronic storage method. In addition to that, under 124C-115, suit or complaint notification, this is a proposal that we strongly support. We think that it's a good consumer protection measure. We feel strongly that if in fact real estate licensees also either are maintaining additional professional licenses in the state of Washington, or if they have had professional licenses in other jurisdiction for which they have been sanctioned. We believe that that is information that needs to be provided, and also the department needs to have the ability to take appropriate action based upon the previous sanctions or disciplinary actions in other professional programs. So with that, we would encourage you to adopt the proposed rules as prepared.
Thank you, Bob.